Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Here is the number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones open. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show here. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also join us online anytime. Over at freetalklive.com. Many features await you there. So head on over and check that out at freetalklive.com. Plus, tonight we'll talk about, is Gen Z done with the pandemic? And AOC and her student loan apparently is in the news. We'll explain why that is. Oh, by the way, Biden said that student loans are going to have to start being paid back. A lot of people thought they could elect Biden, that he was going to go ahead and wipe out student loans. But nope, he's not going to let you off the hook.
He still works for the government.
If it makes such people feel any better, Republicans genuinely believed that Trump was going to drain the swamp. So
right.
At a certain point, I would hope that Republicans and Democrats, Democratic voters and Republican voters, could come together. You know what? All of these people are lying sociopaths. We should just stop paying attention to them.
Yeah, that would. In order for that to happen, those people would have to admit that they have been duped. And that takes, like, a level of awareness, self-awareness of, like, and, like, you have to remember what that person promised during their campaign pledge so you can even realize that they've actually broken their promise. So, you know, people don't have that long of a, you know, as far as a mind span is concerned, how long these things can sit there.
Did Biden ever promise to get rid of student debt? I don't recall.
I know there was a lot of talk about that prior to the election, but I don't know if he ever said anything about it.
That was a Sanders thing as far as I knew.
But, you know, politicians say things before the elections all the time, and then go back on them. So with you tonight, it is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Headline here, just to start things out, it's a short one, but one worth talking about, and that is that Norway, which is one of the countries on the planet that's been cracking down on the COVID situation, they're going to go even further now and ban the serving of alcohol in bars and restaurants, impose stricter rules in school, and speed up vaccination as part of new efforts to curb the outbreak of the Omicron variant of the virus.
Where did you say this was?
Norway.
Okay.
For many, this will feel like a lockdown, said Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre in a news conference. He said, if not society, then of their lives and of their livelihoods. So, sorry to any bar owners there in Norway. You are basically going to go out of business because, I mean, even if you happen to have some good bar food, that's probably not going to be enough to really keep people coming to your
business.
That
prime minister that said that, is he pro the lock? I mean, the prohibition of alcohol?
I have no idea.
Because it sounds like he's just like, this will feel like a lockdown to some people, and it's going to ruin their businesses, and he's proud of it.
I'm just curious why alcohol and not, you know, banning the food, because alcohol is at least antiseptic to a degree, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But the food on your plate isn't.
I think that the explanation for it here in the United States, back when, if you recall, during the lockdowns in 2020, they weren't allowing bars to serve at that time either, right? You could get takeout.
Yeah.
So, like, here in New Hampshire, they changed the rules.
Yeah, they allowed takeout alcohol. It was weird. I don't know that anyone ever did it here in Keene, though.
I'm sure somebody did. I'm pretty sure I was over at the Thirsty Owl once or twice, and I saw them delivering some alcohol to somebody.
Wow.
So somebody did it. And so the explanation was, well, you know, people, when they drink, they're more likely to want to meet other people.
Yes, that's the point of drinking.
Yes, and so they don't want that to happen. They don't want you going around and, like, meeting someone and talking to them, because that would be, a human thing to do, and we can't have humans behaving as humans would normally behave, because virus.
No karaoke, because virus.
They did that, too.
They did.
Yeah, so, and now, you know, no one's going to be doing karaoke, because you don't go into the bar to do karaoke when you can't drink. Like, that's the whole point of karaoke at the bars.
I did sometimes.
Give you a reason to go into the bar so you can then drink in the bar. Because they don't usually charge you to do karaoke. So they just kind of expect that you're going to be someone who buys a thing in the bar.
But yeah, who goes to a bar for karaoke and doesn't buy a drink?
Yeah, I mean, even though I'm not drinking alcohol these days, I would still, like, buy something at the bar.
Even just a Coke, right? It doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Right.
If I went and didn't drink for whatever reason, then I would just tip the lady. But, I mean, I always tried to tip the lady.
Yeah, if I'm in the mood to not buy any, you know, food or whatever, I'll get a water and I'll tip $2 on a water or something.
No, the
like that, you know?
The MC lady.
Oh, the karaoke jock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in Norway. There's not really a lot else to say about that. Of course,
it's not going to work, right? I know I have high expectations of my fellow human beings, but I would expect them to be able to look around and realize that, oh, the initial lockdowns didn't stop COVID-19. They didn't stop the Delta variant from, you know, evolving and spreading. It's not going to stop this one either. Nope. COVID-19 is here to stay. There's always going to be a new variant. Just learn to live with it. It's not hard, and it's not even scary if you're not freaking psychotic like people who watch the news 24/7.
And it's not scary to get COVID unless you're dramatically obese or have other serious health problems. So, I mean, they just found recently, even the New York Times had to admit this story, that COVID infects fat cells, apparently. So people who are very fat are going to have a tougher time with getting COVID. Well, in other related
news, it's
about
as un-American as diseases get, really.
I mean, what do you mean by that?
With the obesity problem in the United States, I mean, if you wanted to engineer a disease that was going to...
It targets Americans because they're fat.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, I'm not saying that China engineered this virus to target Americans, but if you were going to engineer such a virus,
that
targeting fat people would get you the largest number of Americans.
That's a good point.
And if you work with an American like Fauci...
Or if you're a crazy NWO conspiracy nut who, you know, drinks the blood of babies or whatever, and you're like, how can we wipe out the least healthy portions of the population? Mm-hmm. Then again, targeting fat cells would be a good way to go.
Well, in other news that, you know, the news doesn't want to admit, surprisingly, Reuters with the story that the majority of people in the United States with Omicron cases were fully vaccinated.
Wow. The majority.
Yeah, I've got a similar story about how the vaccines just don't seem to help against the Omicron variant.
But they keep saying, go get another booster because it'll help.
Well, they're crazy, right? And the people who listen to them are crazy.
Well, they're either crazy or they are, you know, stockholders with Pfizer and Moderna.
I saw something yesterday we didn't actually get into that was something like the Pfizer vaccine is 40 times less effective against the Omicron variant as the Delta variant. So it's just almost, and they're not very effective against the Delta variant in the first place or against COVID-19.
Right.
From what we can tell, they're not effective at doing a whole lot of anything, but they're even less effective against this particular variant of COVID-19. So why? These people who got the shots, how are you feeling about all of this, knowing that not only are you being told you have to get another one, but that shot that you had to get, we're going back into lockdown season, and you have to get another shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do wonder about that. If you want to answer the question, if you are someone who has gotten two vaccines so far, and now they're telling you to go get a third, are you going to draw a line in the sand? Are you to that point yet, or are you, you know, ready to roll up your sleeve for number three, number four, number five, and number six?
I haven't heard anybody talking about that, and there has to be people out there who are like, I only got this because I thought all of this was going to go away, and it hasn't gone away, and
I worked with people like that. That was exactly what they said, that they got the shot because they were told they weren't going to have to put the mask on and stuff like that. These are young people. All of the people that I worked with who got the vaccine, none of them have a booster shot, and I haven't asked them, but if they wanted a booster shot, they would have gotten one by this point.
They could, sure.
And some of these people were fully caught up in COVID-19 fear, but the booster shot seems to be where they're just drawing the line, because they're not paying attention to the news anymore. They're like, I'm vaccinated, I'm good to go.
Is the company you work for still requiring masks?
I don't know. I haven't worked for them in like a month.
Oh, okay, nice. I'm just curious about that because, well, now the city of Keene is getting ready to implement another mask mandate. If if things go as they did last week with the committee meeting, which was a 5-0 vote to move the mask mandate forward, it's now going to the full city council on Thursday night.
Will there be a hearing on that so that people can speak out against it?
No, the full council will vote on it this Thursday. The only way there could be another hearing is if they kick it back down to the committee with other changes to be considered. So it may or may not go into effect this week. We'll see. Number 603-283-6160. You can join us. Coming up, is Generation Z done with the pandemic? We'll talk about it. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Peeps, new Patreon that we have. The elephant in the room contributing at a silver level, which means that that person is contributing at least $5 a month to AMPS. And we launched this a couple of months ago. We've already hit 60 people who have made the switch over, as well as a few folks who are brand new on Free Talk Live AMPS. You can learn more about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon. And there's an extra bonus coming up at the end of the year. We're going to do a New Year's Eve Freer Talk Live episode, so we'll ring in the new year with you here, and we'll also give away a BitBox at the same time, which is a 100% open source hardware wallet. So if you are in our AMPS program, then you qualify in that drawing. That's all you got to do. Just join AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com, or you just go buy a BitBox over at box.freetalklive.com and use code FTL to save 5% on your purchase. That's box.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about just giving you some COVID headlines. Here's some crazy stuff. Norway is banning the serving of alcohol. And to bring things a little closer to home, Philadelphia is the latest city with a vaccine mandate in place. And, of course, they're following in the footsteps of New York City, San Francisco, King County, Washington, New Orleans. I'm sure there's been some others that I haven't heard about. But Philadelphia now requiring a COVID-19 vaccine proof in order to eat inside any restaurant or food establishment. Now, it doesn't...
What if you got your vaccine in Brazil?
That's a good question.
Presumably, you still have some sort of proof.
Yeah, you'd have to have some kind of receipt for that. But according to the story here, this does include sports venues. So anywhere where you can eat, basically, is included in this. So you can still go to the gym, I guess, without having to show proof of vaccination.
Oh, that's good, at least.
But movie theaters, bowling alleys, or any, like, museum cafe, and again, sports venues, anywhere where food is being served, they're requiring vaccinations, according to the story here at 6abc.com. So, yet another city.
What the hell is the point of that? Is COVID-19 most transmissible when people are eating or something?
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody in a wheelchair get wheeled up to the side of a table with a mask on all the way there throughout the whole restaurant. And then when they got to where they were pushed up to the table, they took their mask off.
Well, that's what they're told to do.
Was this like an elderly person?
Yeah, but you're only safe when you get to the table.
Right. Then it's safe. It's okay.
Well, to an extent, that makes sense, because then you're not bypassing people still, right? You're just
at
a stationary spot. And I understand why an old person would...
There's still people next to you.
Yeah.
Young people. It was like a big family. And the thing about it is, like, people always say, what, it's not safe when you're walking, but then when you sit down, it's safe. She was sitting down the whole time.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a religious thing. It is a religious totem. It is a religious procedure that they are going through, a rite, if you will, that really, you know, we've seen other studies recently showing that the whole 6-foot thing is completely arbitrary.
I haven't seen any study that's like people are passing around like, Bonnie, this is proof that the masks work. And I've seen plenty of people.
There can't be a study like that.
I mean, they just don't work.
They cannot work because they, like as somebody pointed out on the hearing that we went to last week at City Hall for this mask mandate, is City Hall had a box of those, blue masks in the room, and they said, it says right there on the box that this doesn't protect you from COVID-19.
You know what might have been helpful? To go through the streets of Keene taking pictures of all of the discarded masks and stuff like that, getting them
so
printed
gross.
Up and be like, hey, look, this is a result of your mask mandate.
Yeah.
They don't care about the results. Like, a woman went up there and said, I'm an HR representative for a very large company, and most people don't want to work because they're upset about having to wear a mask or all this stuff. There's, like, that's a huge reason people aren't working right now. They're upset about all the regulations, and so many people are getting horrible depression and anxiety over this. Like, they didn't care. They were just like, yeah, mask mandate.
5-0.
But they're hard left in the Keene City Council, so they should be concerned about the environmental damage that the masks are doing.
Well, they should be, and it's interesting how few of the so-called environmentalists are, you know, saying anything about that.
I mean, disposable masks that are mostly made out of some kind of paper-like plastic.
Yeah,
as
it isn't
as
paper. It's something that's not going to just biodegrade right away. Those things are... some kind of chemical-coated plastic or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely some sort of plastic. I mean, they're going to hang around the environment for quite some time. Yeah.
They should get prosecuted for ecocide.
And the very few times I've ever put one of those things on, it smells like a chemical. It smells like it's not something I would want to be inhaling on an irregular basis, let alone an everyday at work or walking around kind of thing. It's terrible.
I mean, I have no doubt that masks can work. I mean, you have the obvious example of surgeons and doctors and stuff wearing masks. I'm like, well, obviously masks don't work, and that's why your surgeon wears one, right? Well, yes, okay. The mask works when your surgeon wears one, when your doctor wears one, when your dentist wears one, and that's because they don't touch theirs once they put it on.
They're trained on how to actually wear those masks.
The average person continually touches those, and that's why it works for surgeons and doctors and in lab tests, but it doesn't work in the real world.
Well, plus, the surgeon is not going to be coming to work if they're sick, right?
That's so true.
So it's not going to, like, they know that mask isn't going to protect COVID, but it probably will stop the surgeon from, like, dribbling spit into your open wound as they're cutting you, right?
So, right. Which, like, are all things to be avoided in the surgery room.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, just there's not really much more to say. It's yet another city, Philadelphia now, with a vaccination mandate in place. We still have yet to see which state is going to try this first. There were rumors that New Jersey's governor, that he was holding off on doing a statewide mask mandate, or not mask, vaccination mandate until he got reelected, which apparently he was. And there was a news story a couple days ago about Massachusetts governor bragging that 15 to 20 state governors are all talking together about what a vaccination passport might look like inside the United States. So there's definitely some buildup going on out there about this.
I'm just hoping Massachusetts doesn't do anything crazy until at least February, because I haven't given it a whole lot of thought. But look at this. You know, they could cancel the elective surgeries again, like they did during the first lockdown, where you couldn't get elective surgeries. And I have one of those coming up in January 27th. I'm going to be really, really upset
if you can't get that.
If I can't get it, after all of the crap that I've been going through to make myself qualified to get that, I'd be very upset. It would be 100% be the government's fault, and the government wouldn't care, and they couldn't be held accountable for it. They can't be held accountable for the masks that are being littered throughout the streets of Keene.
603-283-6160 is the number here. Maybe some people are finally fed up with this whole COVID craziness. And, Aria, you've got a story about Generation Z apparently has had enough. And, you know, I hope that's true, because I still see people in Generation Z wearing masks around town. But it does seem to be mostly older folks, mostly older women seem to be the primary mask wearers, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I don't know if it's fair to say it's mostly women anymore. I see a lot of, like, old men constantly.
The number is 603-283-6160, but how many of them are with older women?
We saw one going into Ollie today that was alone.
It does happen. 603-283-6160, you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. I know, like the folks in Western Kentucky, I'm not doing so well today, and I'm not sure how many of us are.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear making those comments while providing an update after tornadoes brought devastation to the Commonwealth. The governor saying at least 74 people are dead in his state and adding at least 109 are unaccounted for and cautioning that the death toll is likely to rise. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is concerned about inflation as a result of President Biden's pending Build Back Better legislation. Manchin's comments coming as he had a call with the president today. USA Radio News. The parents of two sisters who survived the fatal November 30th shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan filed a federal lawsuit against the school district and its officials. One sister saw the other get shot in the neck during the shooting. Attorney Jeff Feger joins Fox News to condemn the school district.
I can't tell you chapter and verse what they've done or haven't done because they haven't revealed it. Yeah. We'll find out in due time. But the court was alarmed enough to enter an order prohibiting them from doing anything, including deleting the LinkedIn pages, which is improper.
The lawsuit seeks $100 million in damage. Four students were murdered and several others seriously injured in the shooting. The Supreme Court will not block New York's COVID vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. 20 healthcare providers sued to get out of the requirement, citing religious concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, the craziness continues with COVID lockdowns in various different countries for those who are unvaccinated in Europe. You've got actual quarantine camps going on in Australia. You've got where they're just locking up anybody that's even had contact with someone with a case.
Yeah, there was a story I wanted to get into last week. I mean, there's just so much to talk about that we just couldn't do it. This woman's firsthand account of being kidnapped out of her home and taken to one of these camps and what the camp was like.
Right.
But now I wouldn't be able to find it if I wanted to.
Was she making excuses for it, or was she all like, this is horrible?
She described it as being kidnapped out of her home, so I'm assuming she was
not in favor of it. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of people with this crazy cognitive dissonance in Australia that are saying, like, stop calling them camps, and, you know.
They are camps.
What else would you call them?
I don't know.
I think even the Australian government calls them quarantine camps, don't they?
Maybe not stop calling them camps, but stop calling them concentration camps.
Oh, their facilities, maybe.
And it's not evil.
Concentration facilities.
No, they wouldn't use that word.
That's the word I'm using.
Yeah, yeah. So then in the United States, things haven't gotten as as bad, but in some cities like Philadelphia, New York City, San Francisco, you are not allowed to go out and do most things that you might want to go out and do without some sort of a vaccine passport. And as the Free State NH account has been saying on Twitter recently, the only libertarians left in these cities are the ones who are planning to leave. Because if you're a freedom-loving person and you aren't planning to leave these places, you need to have your head examined. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the number one argument I see for not coming to New Hampshire is something like, oh, well,
it's cold.
Well, I'm thinking of people from, like, Boston and places where it's also
already cold.
And they're like, oh, but there's all these clubs and stuff for me to go to here. It's like, dude, is that club worth the tyranny? Really?
And it's going to get closed. They're going to say you can't have alcohol again. That happened in San Antonio, and that was my last straw.
Also
why can't
true?
Someone just open a damn club?
They easily could, right? Especially if we had more people here who wanted to go to them.
Right. I mean, we threw a rave on New Year's Eve a year ago, and it was great, you know, and we ignored all
it's
of
a shame there won't be one this year.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's just not worth, you know, I don't want to try to do it again.
Too many people that can't talk to each other.
Well, yeah, and not everybody likes the music, and it's just like, you know, it was a thing for that time, and it was right for that time, because at that time, no one could do karaoke, so we did karaoke, and no one could go to a rave, so we threw a rave, and it was just sort of all together, all as one big event, and people were just, it was great. We had 70-plus people attending there. You were working the door, I think, most of the whole time, Aria, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of people
ended up having contact with every single person there, didn't get COVID. Everything was fine.
Yeah, there was no one, I don't think, who like came down with anything, at least knowingly.
We're responsible people, so if any one of us were sick, we would not have gone to a party where we would have gotten other people sick.
Somebody that was supposed to come, and they didn't come because they were sick.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was Steve from Connecticut.
Oh, that was Vincent.
Vincent just didn't want to, like, be around people or something. Anyway, but yeah, you know, hey, build the thing you want in New Hampshire. If it's not here already, and there are some clubs. I know Jewel in Manchester, they play music. They've got DJs. You know, it's a club.
I mean, there's one here in Keene that is struggling with its identity that someone could help manage and turn that place around.
Which one?
Trex.
Oh, is that still even open?
It could be.
Right? I want.
But it's been struggling with this identity for so long because it's called Trex because it was this sports bar or whatever. Yeah. But it's got a dance floor in it, and it's the club here in Keene. So it's this massive identity crisis that, you know, it just takes one person with a vision to go in there and fix.
I think it'd be amazing if somebody bought that old church that's like brown that has some kind of a security company in it and turned that
into a club. That would be cool. It would cost a lot of money to heat it, but it'd be really cool. So, but what we're kind of talking about here is just the general attitude of certain people who discover the idea of the migration to New Hampshire, the freedom migration. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, they're coming here. Thousands have already made the move. More are on the way. More are planning to move. There's new people showing up, I think, on a weekly basis.
Constantly new people posting about on Facebook and other social media about how they just got to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But even more alarming are the number of people who's like, I've got a 5-year plan to move to New Hampshire at the end of it. It's like, dude.
Speed it up.
Yeah. A lot changes in 5 years.
Look at the last 2 years. It's been crazy. And most of it changed right away, right? Like, it wasn't like it took 2 years for tyranny to come in due to COVID. It took, like, 2 months for tyranny to come in, if that.
But, I mean, just on a personal level, not even speaking of the tyranny, 5 years ago, I was married and running an IT firm.
Wow.
So, I mean, lot changes in 5 years. Any plan I had in place 5 years ago is completely meaningless to me today. And that's going to be the case for, I imagine, most people in the world.
You'll be lucky if you can actually leave whatever tyranny you happen to live under in 5 years. You know?
It hasn't gotten that bad in the United States, but
not yet.
There were threats of Vermont shutting down the border at the height of the pandemic, at the earliest stages of it, rather.
Oh, remember when the free state of Florida, I'm putting air quotes up, shut down the border during COVID? Do you remember that story?
I do not remember that story.
That actually happened. They put on Florida state troopers on the highways that were coming into Florida.
Wasn't that actually because they were trying to say that they didn't want protesters coming in during the Black Lives Matter stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it was they were shutting it down
it was
for
COVID.
Protesters.
It was COVID related.
Either way, the state shut down its border.
Yeah,
they did.
And that's not okay. I suspect we may see that this time around. I don't know.
But the attitude of the person who, just to come back to the person who's like, oh, I want to be going to clubs in Boston or, you know, New York City or whatever. First of all, why would you want to go to a club where everybody's forced to wear a mask and you're literally with a bunch of obedient serfs?
The last time I went to my favorite bar, everybody was wearing masks.
In San Antonio?
We had to be sat down and there was cops walking around. Me and my friend were like, what the heck is going on? There's no karaoke. There was no dancing. You couldn't stand at the bar. Like, I just like to stand at the bar and get my beer and stand there until it was my turn to do karaoke.
Yeah. So I don't know much about San Antonio, but is it more like Austin or more like Houston?
More like Houston.
That's surprising then. Because
we can probably dance now, would be my guess.
Oh,
This
is at the height of things, but everything's pretty much, like, open again, but still just, like, a lame, like, I don't feel like it's, like, cool
anymore. The same
anymore.
Vibe is not there.
Yeah, I don't feel like, oh, I want to go out and hang out with my friends. It would just be annoying.
All the bars in New Hampshire have been back to normal for the last year, and everything appears to be going just fine for them.
Yeah, good.
So,
for the ones that are still in business. Somebody must have gone under.
A few did go under, but like the Lab and Lager in Jaffrey, they closed because of some stupid roundabout or something like that that ultimately not ended up being about COVID-19, but as a result, they did close because of that lockdown and then never reopened. But it was ultimately because Jaffrey wants to put in a roundabout and they opposed it and it's going to destroy their business or something. I don't remember all of the details because it was like a year and a half ago.
It would like keep them from being able to drive in?
I don't remember. It's very similar to what we have here on Winchester Street where it's currently a red light, a four-way red light.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Keene wants to put a roundabout there. And in order to do that, they have to make the whole place wider. And it's going to cut off one gas station's ability to access part of the street. So it's going to make the gas station like 90% harder to get into.
That sucks for them.
And they're offering to pay the gas station owner like $6 for the land they're stealing or something
right.
like that.
What?
And he's like, no, that's not going to cut it. So that's eminent domain for you. The city's going to take it.
Beautiful.
They're going to get their stupid roundabout. I mean, I like roundabouts. I wish it wasn't a four-way red light. But, I mean, if you've got to steal this guy's land to do it.
Not cool.
Yeah.
So, but I just want to comment further on this person, this kind of person who just, for them, clubbing is the most important thing.
What are you, 22?
And, you know, if that's what's important to you, then enjoy the city and enjoy getting your vaccination passport and the third, fourth, fifth booster that they're going to require. Because, you know, it's not hard to see that one coming, right? Like, you don't actually think that two's where they're going to stop in New York City, right?
It's just like, it's not an escape anymore to go out and hang out with your friends and drink. It's always like there's this political conversation. And that's why
I can't get away from it.
I just don't care about, like, pop music almost anymore. Like, Ariana Grande came out with a song about getting a booster shot.
Oh, my God. Should we play it?
Can we?
There's a propaganda song out there. Another propaganda song from Ariana Grande. It's time to get a booster this holiday season and getting in line and all that. It's ridiculous. We're coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Still,
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. It's xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can sign up with just an email address and keep your privacy intact. And then you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about their vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world as we continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever's on your mind. We were discussing young people, presumably people that value going to the club in these big cities over the ideas of liberty, but yet claim to be libertarian, I presume, at the same time.
And well, I understand that, you know, liberty isn't the most important thing, strangely enough, to every single libertarian.
And that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't have to
be. But it's weird.
It is weird.
But it's not.
I don't see how you could. I don't see. Even if it's not the most important thing, I get that, right? Like, for some people, family is more important, right? Like, that's one of the. Like,
but see, that's still part of liberty. The liberty to spend time with your family or to associate with your family.
Well, unless
you're
in a cage, you can generally associate with your family.
But how long before these libertarians in Boston are in cages because they don't get the 19th booster shot or whatever?
Well, then you're usually still in the cage with your family in that. So, you know, you're still with your family. There are... Oh, sorry, Bonnie. Let's try that again.
Go ahead. Not forever. When there might be camps where you're separated.
True. For now, they are keeping families together, though, I think, if they're putting them in the camps.
In Germany, it was like men's camps and women's camps, and I couldn't live with only women.
That would be awful. But the, you know, the point here is, look, if liberty isn't your number one priority, that's fine. I get that. People have, you know, sometimes it's their career, right? They've got a really good job. I'm just talking about some of the objections to why people say they even though they care about freedom, they won't move to the largest, to the number one freest place, arguably on the planet already. Certainly within North America, New Hampshire, according to the Fraser Institute, is the freest place. According to the Cato Institute, it's the freest state in the United States. And so we know that, right?
I can't imagine any place throughout the world that is beating New Hampshire, as you said. We know it is within the United States, but like, I mean, sure, there are some places in the Honduras or whatever where you can live as you want and do whatever you want. But that's just because the government there is so disorganized and they don't care about the random people who are living in a hut on the beach or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, again, the claims from these people is, oh, well, you know, my job or my family. Okay, that's fine. I get it. But as tyranny continues to be more in your face than it has ever been, to the point where it's telling you how you have to go to work, you know, what you have to wear when you go to work. You have to put some stupid mask on to inhibit your ability to actually breathe clean air or this not so clean air in the cities, right? Like it's getting more difficult to do the things that you cared about. It's more difficult to have that career that you like. It's more difficult to go to the places that you and your family might have liked to go. Now you have to go and get a vaccine passport if you're in places like New York City or San Francisco before you can even go out to, you know, a simple fast food joint with the kids. Now they're requiring kids age 5 to 11 in New York City to get a vaccine. It's just like, how bad do things have to get before you finally say, you know what, maybe there's a club somewhere in Manchester I can go to.
Yeah, they're asking for vaccine paperwork for 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
In some places in California and New York.
And you have to have it.
If that doesn't, and if you're a libertarian and that doesn't make you say, you know what, I'm getting the hell out of this place right now, then I don't think you understand libertarianism, or I don't think you have a realistic understanding of where you should draw the line on the levels of tyranny.
You don't know what's coming.
I think it's just the boiled frog thing, like, the last thing was, kind of bad, but not that bad. Then they're completely used to that. Then it gets
Could it really be the
worse.
Boiled frog analogy? Because, you know, in the boiled frog analogy, the frog doesn't know what's going on.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because before COVID, nobody would have thought that the government would suddenly do all that, but they did. Then slowly they added more and more things, like this fascist
But it
vaccine.
Wasn't even slow.
But now we know they will do that, though. I mean, the frog knows that the government will crank up the temperature.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the point I'm trying to make here is, like, the analogy doesn't hold here because the frogs, in this case, are people. And specifically, we're talking about libertarian people.
Who should know better.
Who should know better and are not unaware of what is going on. They must be aware that things are way worse now than they've ever been, but yet some continue to make excuses. Some of them seem to think they can actually make New York City be back to its old ways with a lawsuit. I mean, the lady who is...
And some of them think, oh, well, if we just magically get a libertarian governor of the state of New York, that will change everything.
Ridiculous. As though that would ever happen in New York State.
And even if it did, it wouldn't accomplish
it wouldn't
anything.
Yeah,
because the legislator would just, you know, he would just override every veto that he attempted. And that's the only thing a libertarian governor could do is veto everything.
The smart New York libertarians have left and or are planning to leave. And the smartest of those are the ones moving to New Hampshire because, you know, yeah, I get it. It's cold here and all that.
Is it, though?
It is cold here. I mean, there's no doubt. It's cold here. I mean, let's be honest. It's cold in New Hampshire.
It was warm today.
You know, nine months out of the year or whatever. It's pretty cold.
I wouldn't even say nine. In Utah, you can say it's, like, cold 9 months
all right,
of the year.
7 months.
There's actual 4 seasons here, and I like that.
Yeah, I love the seasons, you know, and cold you can live with. There's coats. There's heat.
I mean, that's exactly it. Being from Mississippi, it's really not that bad. That's everyone's number one objection. That was my number one objection as well. It's like, because Will Coley, who I was doing Call to Freedoms with back then, kept saying, oh, New Keene was the coldest place on earth for 3 days last year. Are you? You got to move up here. I'm like, dude, you saying things like that is not helping the situation any, because I'm not a fan of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not not that bad. You can put on a jacket and a scarf and some gloves if you want.
Yeah, it's not even below freezing most of the winter time. Like, it's pretty rare that it gets down below freezing, and it's usually in the middle of the night. So it's very unusual. Like, maybe a little bit in February, it might be below freezing in the morning a few times.
I've had this crazy idea that maybe I can start to enjoy being outside in the cold recently, mm-hmm. and since I've changed my mindset about it, it's starting to work.
Yeah, well, we've been looking into the Wim Hof method, which is kind of interesting. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I have not.
The Iceman, he goes in ice.
Yeah.
And doesn't die.
Yeah, he can, like, just walk around outside with bare feet on and, you know, a pair of boxers.
And jump into a frozen lake and swim around, like, literally.
Like, through meditation and stuff like that?
He's got, like, serious mind over matter control. Like, pretty interesting.
I mean, there
stuff.
Have always been stories about Buddhist monks doing that sort
of
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I've no doubt that it's possible.
It
it's
is
just
possible.
Like, I would rather just throw on a sweater, personally.
But in like a smaller, even smaller than the Wim Hof method type of way, if you just get a good attitude about going out in the snow or the cold, and I'm from San Antonio, and I've always said like I hate cold more than anybody else, but I'm starting to change my mind about it just by deciding to change my mind about it. And I've done that with people. Like, if I just can't stand a coworker, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to decide to like her. And then it just works. I don't know how it works. It just, you change your mindset, and it, I don't know.
That's a good idea. I may need to look into that because, you know, this is New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and there is cold weather here, and yeah. I hate the cold, so... If I'm going to stay here, which I'm staying here, I might need to change my perspective on cold weather to accommodate the fact that New Hampshire has lots of cold weather.
Yeah, and if you're not willing to be cold for more freedom, like a lot more freedom than most of the rest of the world, like an instant increase in freedom as soon as you cross the border, just go ahead and throw off your seatbelt if you want. It's legal. You know, no income tax, no state sales tax. Government that is actually paying its state representatives $100 a year. You know, I mean, it's incredible to be here. There's so much that we take for granted being here in New Hampshire.
It's funny that you mentioned the seatbelt thing because when I was riding with the film crew that was out here last week, they wanted to drive from like maybe 100 feet, and the vehicle kept beeping and goes, "Oh, you got to put your seatbelt on." I was like, "That's not necessary here in New Hampshire." He goes, "But still, why wouldn't you want to put on your seatbelt? It's just for your own safety." I was like, "Well, because we're going like 100 feet, man. there's no speed you could get to at that distance that's going to put my life at any risk. And if someone's going to hit us at 80 miles an hour while we're traveling that distance, a seatbelt isn't going to help us.
Probably not.
But they were shocked to learn that, you know, we're the only state where you don't have to have a motorcycle helmet.
Mm.
And
one of
three that don't require a seatbelt.
Are there other states? No.
It may be the other way around.
I think it's the other way around.
Okay. Yeah, Utah doesn't require a helmet.
Yeah, New Hampshire is the only state with no adult seatbelt law.
Because they rejected that federal road money.
Over and over again. They keep on, like, the statists keep bringing it back. They keep trying to pass a seatbelt mandate here, and it never succeeds. 603-283-6160. That's because there is a bit of a live-free-or-die mindset amongst a lot of the natives here in New Hampshire. And you know what? That's an important factor. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work.
After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.